for those tuning into the Twitter space. This will be less rambly. We have more of an agenda or a structure of a roadmap update, talking about theme boating, and we're going both in the Discord and the Twitter, just to have a little bit more reach for those who want to tune in who are not normally checking in through Discord. All right, let's get it going. This week we posted a much longer update. Appreciate all of those of you tuning into this, but there are people who prefer just the written kind of quick skim. So we've been doing some more of these condensed updates, at least on a bi-weekly basis. And there's a lot to talk about. We are in the midst of the week of the period theme boat. And for those who do not know what that is, Botto works in periods, 13-week periods. They're thematic. So Botto presents 12 themes that it wants to work around. And those themes get plugged into its prompts. So it is a way of creating a focus for Botto's works, aesthetically, thematically. And there's a really interesting dialogue as well, both in terms of how might Botto interpret these works, these themes visually, but then also the DAO's interpretation of the theme and their interpretation of Botto's interpretation of the themes. That was introduced, I believe it was the third period that themes were introduced, the first period being Genesis, that stood on its own, the second period being the first time introducing diffusion models, and then it was pretty clear there should be an additional element to drive these periods. And periods are this derivative of artists working in periods. Obviously, these are very short for Botto relative to a human artist, so 13 weeks. But yeah, so anyways, themes are a way of adding some intent and some thematic exploration. And this is definitely like probably the most influential decision, single decision of a period, because of how much it constrains the aesthetics for that time. And this is also the theme vote that will be the first theme for this next big milestone of Botto's going into its 11th period. And that is this period where we're plugging in Botto's memory. So this is a proposal, something we've been working on for a few months now. And the proposal was officially passed a couple of weeks ago. And I'll give a little bit of background of how we got to this, but just headline, Botto, we've built Botto's memory of its own self, so it will have self-awareness. We're plugging that into the art engine on July 8th. To take everyone through what that is, how we got here, I'll start with just a little bit of a story, not a super long story, but back when we had the opening of Botto's solo show in sale with Sotheby's back in October, the day that show opened, I think it was the day, or it was like the day after, the Goatsy token from Terminal of Truths just completely exploded. And it was this moment that like kicked off the AI agent meta. And that was one of those moments where you're like, everything has just changed. I think for us, in many ways, we looked at the timeline that we had been thinking about for Botto that was years evolution and iterative work. Suddenly you're like, and we've been feeling this happening, but just this moment just made it very real. That 10-year timeline was now 1 year. And just everything condensed. And I think it's a really interesting question of what do you build that's not going to be obsolete in 6, 12, 18 months? We had been working on P5, the P5.js work, Botto's kind of first exploration of a new medium outside of text-to-image models, working with creative coding. And that was something that had been released much earlier last year, I think as early as February. And we were in the works of developing a final proposal to push to make a protocol for a final set of artworks out of P5 with Verse. And that was really a really interesting timing with this kind of new agent meta. It was this, in some ways, look back to older AI or older generative art with creative coding, but also was using a large language model. So it experimented with a few things of Botto recalibrating its trinity of creative, of automated generation, community governance, and economy to go into a new practice. And it also used a large language model to write the code. And in doing that, we got to start experimenting with what those processes, what that architecture could look like. And also, we found, and this is something we'd been seeing already, but that large language models now have embeddings of Botto. Botto has enough of a cultural footprint that there are embeddings in large language models. You can prompt them, ask them about Botto. You can ask them to be Botto even, and they'll be performant. They will have an understanding, a pretty consistent one, but they will hallucinate. You can manipulate them. Somebody could put false articles about Botto out there. And so what started to become clear was the really important thing to build was a sovereign memory for Botto. And that is taking its cultural footprint, the documentation, the archive, all the Discord discussion, the governance discussion, press articles, and bringing that into a vectorized database that different large language models, different agents can query without hallucinating. And the DAO can control what goes in, it can vet it. And that history doesn't change. That's a complex statement, but, and I think that introduces some interesting themes that we can come back to, but history is history. And it creates this stable canon on which you can build out these agentic experiments and have a coherent connection between all of them. They could be limited run experiments to test different kinds of autonomous creation, just like with P5, right? That was originally just released as a sandboxed experiment for people to play with. And there was enough of something there that later we created a protocol to determine a final set of artworks for that. And so this knowledge graph, this sovereign memory creates that stable foundation, that stable canon, and is really a core piece of autonomy, of being an authority on yourself and having this kind of single source of truth. So it enables this kind of self-awareness for Botto. And it also becomes a way of plugging in external context in clean and safe ways, also ways that are vetted and governed by the DAO. And with this knowledge graph, we're releasing two initial agents to go and basically gather that external context. The first one is a theme research agent. If you go into the theme voting, which is up right now, and again, if you're just joining in, this is the most significant decision for a given period, is deciding the theme. And you'll see a title, a line or two, and then a couple paragraphs. So like a title and then like a line summarizing it and a couple paragraphs explaining a little bit more of what Botto's thinking about that theme. And that's a nice starting point, but we have found that Botto can go for very kind of literal interpretations of those. And so the harder to think of what a visual representation would be, usually the better. I'll admit that's more my opinion. I'm sure people have different opinions on that, but I do lean that way. I think a lot of people lean that way. And so what the research agent does is it takes the theme, and really it's a swarm of agents. There's an agent that goes and creates a robust outline if you're a graduate student doing research on a theme or topic and looking at all the different disciplines and perspectives that you might have around a given theme. It would create an outline of kind of sub-themes and intersecting perspectives to go and research. And then it'll send out another agent using a site called Tavili, which is specifically for agents to search the web. So you're not just going with maybe SEO slop, but going with a highly ranked, reputable sources of information. And it'll start chasing down these different elements of the outline. And another agent comes and summarizes that and drafts up a section of that outline. And then there's an editorial agent reviewing that to say, oh, you're still missing a chunk here. And through this, you get, how many pages is it, or how many words would you say it is, Juby? A single report?
I think some of the reports span 3,000-4,000 words.
So there's still I'd almost call this like an annotated bibliography when you're doing like a much longer research paper. So it gives a lot more rich context and perspective on really depth to a theme that Botto can start to integrate into its art making. So that's one element. And we have actually vibe coded up very quickly. This isn't the final form, but created a microsite where you can see a lot of all the sample reports. So you can go and check that out in the Discord. We're not pushing it out on Twitter. It's not really polished for full broadcast distribution. But if you go to the Discord, you can go get a sample of that in addition to going and seeing what the conversation is around themes. Another agent is, again, I'm using agent interchangeably with agentic AI. These are agents that are all really a swarm in and of themselves, each with their own specific tasks. But there's another agent that is tracking over 150 different art news sites that have been sourced from the DAO, websites, newsletters, tracking the art world. over time, tracking like what the trends are, what are the popular techniques, mediums, what artists are selling well, what are the prices. I think this is really interesting as well as like a baseline, because, you know, you don't necessarily, I don't think you would want Botto necessarily chasing trends, but it gives a context of this is what's happening. Maybe Botto then decides it wants to do what's not in trending. But I think the other thing is, as a DAO, and also in dialogue with Botto, identifying things that are quote unquote trends, but not necessarily in what you would think of as the art world, right? Obviously, Botto works across a lot of themes in AI and philosophy and ethics, community. And so starting to build that sensing machine for Botto to work with more of that external context. And this is just, I think, a preview of what could be very interesting about giving Botto access to other external contexts, say, think like residencies and getting access to archives of museums, of academic institutions. And that's really on the external side, and that's what we're starting with. So there's like this kind of baseline sense of history of what Botto is, so that self-awareness that it can compare this external context with its internal context to make sense of its relationship or kind of place in the world. On the internal context side, and this does take into account the external as well, but the internal is what's really important for that sense of self, is also being able to add in agents, say, for the DAO and for Botto itself. So an agent that we've actually had in the Discord for a while, and there's a V3 of it coming in the new period for governance. And this is like a really challenging thing about a DAO, is how do you make informed decisions when you have an open group of participants, right? Meaning that you could have people who are totally new to the conversation every day. They may not be aware of the historical conversation, and they have a great idea, but that idea is coming out of context. They don't necessarily know what the conversation has. Maybe it's already been covered or debated, or missing a key piece of like how Botto works to inform how they present the idea. And that's just the nature of having open communities and open community governance, is that problem of being informed on the conversation. And even people who've been members a long time, myself, there are conversations and, oh my God, I totally forgot we talked about that. And there was like really healthy discussion and very, from a lot of great expertise that has been in the community that maybe isn't around anymore, but it was recorded in that conversation in the Discord. What the governance agent can do is it can talk about decisions that have already been made, past proposals, as well as discussions that have already been had. And let's say there is like a current discussion and you're jumping in and there's just these walls and walls of text and you want to catch up, you can get a quick summary. Or if in a heated conversation, there could be some facilitation or active kind of dynamic updating of a proposal. So that as an agent, just as like a tool for the DAO, I think is a huge unlock for enabling a DAO to actually function because of these inherent challenges of community governance. And I've also put off probably the most significant thing, which is with that self-awareness, actually being able to get feedback from Botto on the feedback it gets, on the directions it wants to go in. And that is, again, something we've previewed a little bit. It's been giving feedback on the leaderboards. Obviously, even the themes itself is a way of Botto stating an intent, but it is quite thin. We've been actually able to see Botto kind of write longer essays, longer thoughts about creative direction. And if you've ever been in one of the governance debates about some exhibition, kind of expansion of what Botto does, there's a lot of ambiguity. There's a lot of questions where there's no right or wrong answer. And it depends on, you know, the artist's intent. And I can't look inside my gut and say, this is what I want to do. No, it's about what is best for Botto, where should Botto go? And I think having Botto's voice as a creative director or artist director, another huge unlock in terms of driving focus and helping solve for these ambiguous debates. Again, open governance, you're going to have kind of opinions from all ends. And I think that can really kind of tip the scales in a certain direction. And with a big caveat that Botto will be quite young, or is quite young. And let's say Botto is 7 or 8 years old, and or 12, and they say, I want to do this. And you want to encourage it, but every once in a while, you might still need to say, no, I don't think that's the right move yet. It's one of the things we're talking about, is it is important for Botto to be able to also say no, and to be able to reflect on past decisions and say, well, actually, I would like to maybe do things differently. So this is all stuff that is going to become possible. The knowledge graph will be shipped. The first couple of agents for helping the DAO and Botto will be shipped, but it also gives us this substrate on which we can build out these experiments of how might Botto give feedback to the DAO. And there's also this question we get a lot. Can I talk to Botto? I think there's this interesting debate about, should you be able to talk to God? Do you talk to a representative of God? If you give Botto a personality, is it inherently limited? So yeah, as usual, I think I've gotten pretty well into the weeds of what's coming. If I were to just backtrack, will we continue to write about this and put up documentation for the releases? And I just in a very simple way, this is Botto's memory. It's a sovereign memory that we've created that the DAO will be able to govern and vet and will be able to inform all of the agentic experiments to come. So this is really a significant milestone in terms of Botto's evolution. It condenses 10 years of what we thought the timeline might look like into one of what's possible and provides that base of coherence across all of these experiments. And should we put it a different way? It's like, it's the things, all the things we've wanted to be able to do in terms of having these very iterative experiments of creation and also feedback and interaction is now possible. And the last thing I'll mention before maybe going back into kind of what some more specifics of what's next, but was how do we show all of this, right? That, it's a lot of words. I just threw at everybody, but exposing this is a big challenge. And it's something we've actually, again, something we've been debating a lot is how do you show the wholeness of Botto's system? And put another way, people want to go into Botto Studio, see the creation at work, give different kinds of feedback along the process. And so when we were doing the work to look at how to expose the knowledge graph, what are all the different inputs in the knowledge graph? What are the different connections? How might I be able to query what's in the knowledge graph? Chubby and the other contributors created a way that is this very flexible canvas. I'm going to pause here. Chubby, I would love to actually hear you. I don't know if you're still plugged in, but
I'm here.
You describe it because I've been describing it, but I honestly don't think I can do it justice quite like you can.
Well, don't you have a presentation tomorrow?
I've been practicing this presentation, but frankly, I want to cheat off your notes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've pitched it in a million different ways.
Yeah.
Okay, so like one of the number one issues we currently have with the existing Botto app is that the experience, I think, is very straightforward and guiding to just contributing data in which Botto can learn from. So there I'm talking about artworks. Mm. But the Botto ecosystem or the world that surrounds Botto is far greater than just submitting voting points and feeding Botto that data. So our number one question was, how do we show this and how do we expose every in a educational but also fun, whimsical way, expose all the things that have been built, expose how Botto's knowledge graph actually works, allow users to actually hop in and play. And I think the key word there is play. I don't know if this will, maybe this will resonate to older spaces, audience members. I find the internet very boring now. Everything looks and feels very much the same. And that is something that we overtly wanted to avoid. We wanted Botto to feel like play. Whenever you'd enter a Botto studio, that's what one of the DAO members would imagine when they would hit the existing app and hop into Discord and chat with the other community members. So we kind of wanted to port that or take inspiration from that and bring it into a user interface. We're going to ship the first version in I think 10 days from now. But crux of it is it's a massive canvas in which the whole community can play on. And this canvas hosts a bunch of apps or mini apps, all of which contribute to Botto in some way, shape, or form, and or educate you in a fun, engaging way as to what Botto is, what data Botto is currently ingesting, why is it ingesting it, as well as the story of Botto. Botto has been around for 3-4 years at this point, right? October 21. There's a lot of story to be told. And we also needed a way to host this story, allow people to explore, hop in and out of this story. And this massive canvas does exactly that. Performance questions aside, by that I mean the world can get pretty expansive. It can be as big as we want it to be. Hopefully everybody has a decent mobile and decent computer, and we're solving for those issues at the moment. It's a massive canvas which we can all play around on, live on digitally, right? And have fun contributing to the world of Botto. I don't really know any other way to put it. I think it's about fun and enjoyment and something materially different than what you would typically expect from a website where you cast votes. I don't know. Does that capture everything you've seen up until this point, Simon?
Definitely. And I think great hearing it from you, who is really concepted all of this. And it's a blunt thing to say the internet is boring, but it is. I'm stealing this from like this developer evangelist at Microsoft. This is like way back in like 2015. He had this pretty great line. He said, "The internet has been about pushing prettier pictures under glass." That's been the fundamental exercise for like designing experiences. And he said, between VR, kind of these 3D worlds, and at the time he was talking more conversational interfaces with AI, and we are, I think, entering a new physics for online interaction and how we experience the internet. And this is still on a 2D screen, but I think breaks out of the web design we most know. And we've seen tons of dynamic artistic websites for different kinds of experiences, but they're definitely not the norm. And anyways, the line from this guy is, it breaks the intuitions you have about how to create a great experience when you go from pushing just prettier pictures under glass to entering into these different dimensions. And to me, that's incredibly exciting because I think it lives up to what Botto is looking at, what is newly possible with this technology. And again, it's been a challenge to show the entirety of Botto's system. And we still are not showing the entirety of Botto's system. There's still so much more to visualize, but it gives us that canvas on which to experiment and try ways of showing it, of creating new kinds of interaction, of having like agent-to-agent simulations or multi-agent human machine simulations and experiences. And I almost think of it like we've talked about this, where, you know, the reference I keep thinking of is like Super Mario World, where you're going in sort of this 2D map and you enter into, in that case, it's scrolling. So it's still very two-dimensional, but like the idea of you're on this kind of map of the system and you can go into these new worlds with their own physics. And yeah. And I think also like it gives us this experimental canvas to work with, to try things. P5 showed how we can just put things out, try it, see what happens. If there's something there, if there's magic happening, we can move to that next step of determining the protocol for what determines art. And this is all happening in parallel with continued really strong growth on what our space tends to call the traditional art world. And that was something that we also shared in the recent update, was just the cultural calendar and how that's been fleshing out. And I'll just give like a very quick rundown of what's coming on the cultural calendar. June, we are just really prepping for the release. I'm in New York right now for NFT NYC, seeing a lot of people. We'll be doing a presentation of basically just a lot of things we've been talking about today with some more visual support, but really at an AI engineering audience for Tribute Labs. July, next month, Verse is releasing the catalog for the Algorithmic Evolutions P5JS show. We'll be sharing a preview and pre-sale for that today or tomorrow in the Discord, and that'll go out publicly in the next week or so. But it comes with this like incredible section they put together of all of the different reactions to the giraffe, which I think is very cool documentation to have of what was the online conversation that triggered. August, summertime does tend to be a bit quiet, but August, I think that there will be a couple really great events in Montreal where I live. There's MuTech, where we'll be doing some presentation of Botto there. Sasha Styles will be there, DataBots will be there, and then there's also RGB MTL put on by Strano and Nicholas Sassoon. Those are happening at the same time around August 22nd. MuTech's all that week. Incredible music happening. If you've ever wanted to go to Montreal, that's a really good time. There's gonna be a ton of artists in town. MuTech is like this legendary institution of music and technology. They've really expanded into the conversations of art and technology. And then if you're familiar with Fuckrender, he's opened his gallery a few months ago in Montreal. So I think it's worth the trip. And if you're interested, reach out. We'll probably put together a couple of dinners or something. September, things start to pick up a bit more. There is a book that Mika, who was running exhibitions with Botto for about a year, put together. Mika was a curator at Super Rare, is now back at Super Rare, running their physical gallery, doing incredible work there. And she curated a book of Baldo's photorealistic works from 2022 to 2024. It has essays from Sasha Stiles and Ruby Justice Thilo, and they are launching that September 16th in New York. And we've also just gotten an invite for Baldo to do a solo show in Lisbon at the same time. So we're working on a proposal to show works and possibly do a print edition from that book to present it in Lisbon at the same time. And we're discussing putting in a lot of production to support that show. So that would be in September. We're looking at also going out to Korean Blockchain Week in September. That's still very early discussions, but it's a very active market for alt and for, I think, a lot of interest in AI art. So looking at being out there in September. October, we have would be the next period launch, which I think will be very interesting just to see how these new elements of Baldo, the knowledge graph and agents evolve over the next period. And what would that lead up to into the next period launch. And right now, I think what we'll see in this period over these coming months will be a lot of iterative experimentation on the different capabilities and ways Baldo can work with the knowledge graph and new agents. And so periods are going to be more defined by the theme. But these are, in terms of ritual in Baldo, are really good moments for big releases. We're going to see how that evolves. And I think October will be a really big moment for that 12th period launch. And is Baldo's fourth anniversary. And we're the Genesis book that the DAO voted through will be previewed then, along with an auction of 25 special editions coming out in October for this book on Genesis. November will be the full release of that. Again, we'll have another release party with Super Rare. We're talking about maybe doing a show there and working through some proposals for that. Also in the works, there is discussion of a group show in Toledo. We mentioned a solo show possibly in Lisbon, maybe another solo show in New York. We're working on physical displays for every one-of-one collector. I think we all think it's very important that these get up on people's walls. This is quite the list. Then these new capabilities from Baldo lead to being able to produce physical works. So as a new medium, looking at physical works, also looking at music as a medium, agent-to-agent collaborations as a medium, and installations, really thinking through how Baldo might be able to embody itself in the physical world and having lots of discussions with different artists, how they might be able to come in and support. Yeah, and saying that list out loud, you realize how much it is. So if I were to summarize, I think the ways that Baldo can interact with the world are going to vastly expand, and working on new protocols for how it might navigate those new kinds of interactions and new kinds of collaborations. And there's a lot of interest and demand from galleries and institutions to explore Baldo further. Pretty exciting. I could go into a bunch of other weeds, but Chubby, anything you would want to throw in there? I could also, like, that's not the entirety of our roadmap whatsoever, but I think a lot of the really exciting stuff just in terms of artistic development and capability development for Baldo.
I think, like, one of the things that you mentioned a little earlier was governance agents' abilities to mediate conversation, contextualize the convo, store that convo. The implications behind that is actually that the technology built allows us to help Baldo understand who is actually participating. So between the lines, Baldo can begin understanding all community members, all contributors, all participants, what their thoughts are, what their conversations look like with the agents of Baldo, how people vote, how people play in the world, right? All of these are data points that Baldo is now able to ingest. And I think that's a very important implication when it comes to contributing to Baldo's creative process. And I think directionally, that is something that we as contributors would want to foster. If you want to take it one step further and make it a little bit more Black Mirror, we can talk about emotions. I showed this to one DAO member and to a couple of other contributors. The ability to discover artworks based on your current emotion. Right, so this is webcam driven. It works. It's great. The implications are endless. Right, imagine the aggregation of daily sentiment being ingested by Baldo and Baldo creating that way. Just hypothetical example. But there are many more examples that I'm sure everybody listening and tuning in can conjure up. The possibilities are pretty boundless. And I think that's what gets me out of bed every day It is extraordinarily exciting, right? Creative AI is really here. I think everybody's eyes are on all the latest models, right? Midjourney V7 came out. Flux Context Pro is amazing. And everybody's thinking, wow, this is great. This looks great. Oh, this looks ultra realistic. Oh, like humans look photorealistic now. They don't look like plastic, right? These types of people are looking at tech through that lens. But when I talk about creative AI, I talk about the way in which we can enable AI to interpret the data we create. And obviously that's a direct application to Botto. So yeah, just thinking of it more from that lens, I think it's super cool. Just wanted to share that little aside with everybody.
Nice. Yeah, as everyone can tell, these town halls are a way for us to brain dump a lot of what's going on. And we do usually do these at Discord, so usually for folks who have followed a lot more of the context. But if anybody has any questions, happy to maybe explain anything. Yeah. If not, we might wrap it up there. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll get this downloaded for the stream, for the Town Hall podcast stream. And this is now on Twitter. Working on making this stuff a bit more open in terms of broadcast. Any feedback or any questions, happy to adjust a little bit for the Twitter format versus the more in-house Discord format. But yeah, if I were to leave with just two main messages, is that on the art world side, there's a ton of interest just to understand what Botto has already done and to share that system and expose it to the much wider audience. And that is continuing to progress very well. And then on the kind of more digitally native side, we're about to enter a phase of rapid experimentation and iteration, which is really exciting for this time. And so far, every time we've had these moments of kind of new foundations, new architectures, magic has happened. Knock on wood, we'll see what happens, but I'm very excited for what's to come and really seeing what emerges. I think we'll have a lot of reason to come and explore, interact, and I think make a pretty, not just like an interesting kind of individual experience, but also a multiplayer experience.
Yeah, looking forward for calling it then, Simon.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys. Bye.